Greetings, cadets. My name is Ferdinand. And I am the captain of the QSS Fargo. I have a special treat for you recruits today. Gather around the campfire, if you please. This is an old tale. A timeless tale. The star of our story is a very, very clever little mouse deer. Her name is Sun Kanchil. Despite her tiny size, she always manages to outsmart the much larger and more ferocious animals in the forest. Today's story takes us to a quiet and sleepy river, not too far from here. It was a lazy warm afternoon. The sun casted a comforting shadow of branches and leaves on the forest floor. Our heroine, the sprightly Sun Kanchil, was grazing along the riverbed, on mossy shrubs and crackling dried leaves. When suddenly, something caught her eyes. Right across the river, were some of the juiciest, tastiest looking red fruit she had ever seen in her life. Her hungry belly rumbled and gurgled. "Enough of dead leaves and muddy mushrooms," she said. "Today, I will feast like a queen, on those plump red fruit. Today, will be a delightful day." There was just a tiny detail she failed to mention. The river was teeming with angry, hungry and cranky crocodiles. One wrong move, and Sun Kanchil may end up being in the huge, steamy, and slimy jaws of a nasty crocodile. As dangerous as this sounds, our little friend has never been one to walk away from a good challenge. Not without a good fight, at least. And especially, not when there's sweet, sweet juicy fruit at stake. Her bright little brain worked quickly. She had a bold and risky idea. This may just work, she thought. Without hesitation, she walked to the edge of the river and she shouted out loudly. "Proud citizens of this majestic river, your king summons you." Immediately, a bubbly frenzy of smiling crocodiles rushed to greet Sun Kanchil. "You are but a tiny little mouse deer. You certainly are not our king. But nobody says you're not welcomed to swim in our river. Come closer," they said. "The water's nice and cool," the crocs snickered. Our heroine ignored them, and bravely said, "I am but a mere humble messenger. Your true king has extended his royal invitation, for a party at his palace, to the whole lot of you. Only the bravest and most honorable animals of the forest are invited. But before I hand over the invitations, I need your assistance." The crocodiles gushed with delight, and shouted. "What do you need us to do?" Sun Kanchil smiled and said, "I have to count how many of you are there, so the palace may prepare enough food for the party." The crocs looked at each other and said, "How can we help?" Our heroine said, "I need all of you to line up side by side, from this edge of the river, all the way to the other side of the river. I will count how many of you are there, by jumping on top of each one of you." Obediently, the crocodiles organized themselves. "Get in line, you bunch of lazy crocs," one of them yelled loudly. "Hurry up, the royal messenger is waiting," shouted the largest and most brutish one of them all. Slowly but surely, the crocodiles lined themselves uniformly across the river. So, Sun Kanchil started to leap from one eager crocodile to the next, while counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. She counted on as she skipped from one crocodile to the other. After hopping off the last crocodile, and safely onto the riverbed across the river, she proclaimed, "I've counted. 10. Big. Silly crocodiles." She had fooled these large and ferocious beasts, and all 10 of them, if I might add. The king had not summoned anyone to his palace. There was no party. It was all part of a clever trick to get herself across the river. She took a quick, last look at the bewildered faces of the crocodiles, and dashed gleefully into the forest, running intently toward her prize. The plump, juicy and delectable fruits she had earlier set her eyes on. Indeed, it had turned out to be a delightful day for this clever little mouse deer. The end. Cadets? I want each and one of you to think how you all can embrace the same spirit of determination and ingenuity in your training and missions. We may be small, but we are bright and unafraid of large challenges that come our way. Good night and rest well. You are all dismissed.